Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Knee, hoping all your trails are happy. Stay tuned for our morning show time get-together coming up. We'll welcome some students from Richland Center High School during our morning show time. And then a little later on, Hank and I are off to Milwaukee. That's right. So hopefully Milwaukee is ready for us. So we'll be broadcasting the basketball games later on today from Fiserv Forum. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Multiple potential Trump administration nominees facing more scrutiny, including Pentagon pick Pete Hegseth. So far, just two of the nine female Republican senators are on his side.
The support of Iowa Senator Joni Ernst will be critical. She's the first female combat veteran to serve in the Senate and a survivor of sexual assault. But so far, she's not convinced.
I think for a number of our senators, they want to make sure that any allegations have been cleared, and that's why we have to have a very thorough vetting process.
That was ABC's Mary Bruce reporting. NYPD detectives are hunting the killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, releasing hostile images of the suspect unmasked and smiling. Authorities believe that he used a nearly silent 9mm pistol with sales traced to Connecticut. In Paris, Notre Dame Cathedral reopens after 5 years of construction following the 2019 fire. President-elect Trump will be there. This is ABC News. An about-face from one health insurance company on a policy that would have had patients footing the bill for a portion of their anesthesia.
Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield is backing down after an uproar over its plan to limit coverage for anesthesia. The policy change called for the insurer to predetermine the time allowed for anesthesia care during a surgery or procedure and cover care only during that time. The policy change was set to take effect in three states, Missouri, New York, and Connecticut.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley, the company says, citing a misinformation campaign, is the reason for the change. Confidence in the U.S. healthcare system has hit a low point, according to an annual poll on health by Gallup. Only 11% of those surveyed said the quality of the U.S. healthcare system is excellent. 33% it was good, totaling 44%. When it comes to health access, those numbers are even lower. Only 28% said coverage is excellent or good. Obesity mentioned as the number one health issue. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the low 30s today with a mix of sun and clouds. Southwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 20. Saturday, mostly cloudy and a high of 43. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 28. Sunday, increasing clouds and mild. A slight chance of drizzle at night, a high of 46. For Monday, 44 with a small chance of drizzle early in the day.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
On our morning show today from WRCO, we have a great opportunity. We're going to bring the world to Richland Center. And joining us is Kathy Fry, who has coordinated the exchange program at Richland Center High School for many, many years. Kathy, good to have you along here again today.
Thank you, Phil. I'm glad to be here.
You have a good group again this year, it looks
like. Yes, we do. We do. We have six students this year, three from Germany, one from Hungary, one from Italy, and one from Belgium.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And generally, you don't know exactly where the countries are going to be represented each year, do you?
No, we don't. It all depends on host families. Host families choose their student. So whatever the family chooses, that's what we get. We've had 1 year not too long ago where we had 10 kids from 10 different countries. So that was interesting. Germany, we always have a German or two or three. the last couple of years, we've had Belgians and Italians as well. So it's similar group this year. But again, it's dependent on what the host families choose, and they get to choose the student that they would like to host, and whatever they choose, that's what we get.
Do you know if a town of our size, it seems like we're just really blessed to have lots of these exchange situations over the years. I know we used to with the campus as well when they were open, but a town our size, we're pretty fortunate, aren't we, to have this kind of representation from around the world?
We are very fortunate. I work with Youth for Understanding, which is an exchange organization, and I have actually three kids at three other different schools this year, and one at Mauston, one at La Crosse Logan, I believe he's attending, and one in Prairie du Chien. And I know for sure that in Prairie du Chien there's only one exchange student there, and I think Mauston has two. I'm sure Logan probably has a couple more. But it's interesting that towns that are the same size as us or larger don't necessarily have a lot of exchange students. And really it's to the benefit of the school and the benefit of the community to be able to learn about people from other cultures and countries. And so I'm very happy that Richland Center is very supportive of these programs.
You've helped to coordinate this for a long time. So it goes back a number of years. You've had some lifelong friends, right?
Yes. We have hosted students, college and high school, since 1989. Now I'm really showing my age. And we've been fortunate enough to be able to go visit a lot of them. Just this past summer, we were in Germany for another wedding. Well, Switzerland for the wedding, but Germany, Switzerland. We went to Ireland and France also this summer, and we stayed mostly with families of our former students. Our kids come back and visit us. One of the kids that we hosted a few years ago is now in college in Hawaii. And for whatever reason, she's coming back here for Christmas. If it were me, I think I'd stay where it was warm. But
you could have went there.
Yeah. So it's fun. We always have visitors at the holiday time, and it's just a really great way to get to know other people from around the world and have a chance to maybe travel later and visit them. And it's a great experience.
Great to know people around the world. As you mentioned, the lodging is fairly cheap then when you go visit, right?
Makes it quite affordable to take a trip to Europe. We only rented a place for one of our stays. We were in Europe for about 2 weeks, and we stayed no longer than 2 days in any one place, but we only had to rent a place to stay once or twice. So it was much more affordable that way.
Mm-hmm. Each group that visits the Richland Center area is unique. Have you kind of determined what the uniqueness is of this group?
Well, there's three Germans this year, so that's a little different than we've had in the past few years, although as I mentioned before, Germany is usually one of the more prevalent groups that come. YFU especially works with Germany. It was started right after World War II by a woman who specifically worked with Germans to bring them to Michigan to promote understanding between our countries after the war. So we get a lot of Germans. There are a lot of Germans in Wisconsin who kind of like to have that connection with their heritage, maybe. The group is, they're very active, and I'm looking forward to work. I know that this will be airing after our international night, but that's coming up, and I'm looking forward to contributions. We have a couple of surprises coming from what I hear, because I know that the girls are going to be, the Germans are going to be doing a presentation, and I know that Anna from Hungary is going to be doing some food, and I asked the boys on the way in today what they were going to be doing, and they said it's going to be a surprise. Uh-huh. So they're a great group of kids.
Well, let's meet them here on the air, shall we? I will have Hugo pull up that microphone a little bit closer there to you. Good morning. How are you, Hugo?
Good, and you?
And great to have you in here. I'm doing well. So you're from Belgium. Tell us about your home area.
My home area is like the same as here. It's like a mini town. So there are like 11,000 people. So that's pretty the same here. But there are some differences, like the people are more friendly here. And in Belgium, I think if I go in Belgium right now and I'm American, I will think that it's not the same, because if I go and how can I say it, like they don't accept me like so fast. Like here, they accept me like faster than in Belgium, I think.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Why did you want to be involved in an exchange program and visit America?
First to learn more English, because my English is not very good. So I try to have after the university to have some class in English for my career later, and just to see some new people and new culture.
What career would you like to get into, by the way?
I would like to be an engineer, like an aerospatial engineer.
Wonderful. You're in Richland Center here and at the high school. Are you involved in some other fun things other than in being in class?
I was in soccer too, and I will be in basketball, and I'm in choir, so that's pretty new things for me.
Sure. You're keeping busy then, it sounds
like.
Yeah. How did soccer go for you?
Oh, it was good, yeah. I wasn't in the varsity game, so that was a little... That was good because I was a good player too, so yeah.
And basketball, we'll see out on the basketball court then this year. Is that something you play back in Belgium?
I play like 5 or 6 years ago, so I hope I keep my level of basketball.
Your school back in Belgium, do you have a basketball-sponsored program, or is it more club-oriented sports?
No, in my school, I don't have any sport. It's just like gym, and we do like all of things. Like sometimes we do like sports, sometimes we do like just running and something like that. But we don't have like club or at school. So yeah.
This will air after the fact, but can you give us an update on like what your food is going to be for the international night? What you're going to bring or your contribution?
I don't know yet, but the other exchange student want me to do like waffles or fries, so I don't know. Maybe.
What food do you miss the most from back home that you don't get here?
Maybe, I think fries, yeah.
Fries?
Belgium fries.
Belgium fries. Okay, I was going to say we have plenty of French fries.
Yeah.
But, well, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
You bet. Enjoy your time in Richland Center.
Thank you.
Well, let's move over to the other side. He's got a microphone right in front of him. Pietro is here from Italy. And we saw you on the soccer field this year, didn't we?
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
It went good. It was a long time that I didn't play soccer, so it was fun come back and restart playing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you guys had a pretty good year, didn't you?
Yeah, we could do better, but, I mean, yeah.
What are some other things you're involved in at Richland Center High School?
Yeah, now, next week, start the practice of basketball, and there is also a game on Friday, a scrimmage, yeah. So I hope we did good. We're going to do good, yeah.
Do you have a lot of basketball experience?
Yeah, it's been 2 years that I play in my hometown basketball, yeah. But nothing is involved at the school. It's with clubs outside the school, yeah.
The NBA is worldwide anymore, so yeah. Are you aware of games back home? Do you see the NBA and know their players?
It's hard for me to see the NBA at home because when they usually play here in my town is like 2, 3 a.m. So, yeah. But last week I went to watch a game, first game of the Bucks. Ah. They won against the Jazz. Yeah, it was cool.
You better keep going. You brought them some luck. You know, they've been struggling so far this year.
Yeah, I know.
Well, tell me about your home area and your town.
Yeah, my town is a little bit bigger than here. It's like 40, 50,000 people. It's different because people are more... They don't talk to you at first. You need to go to talk to them. Instead here is different. Like the second day of school, some guys come to me and talk to me. So, yeah, they're a lot. They're kind. And, yeah.
That's good to know. What were your expectations? Were you expecting a big town when you came here? Or what were you expecting?
I know that it will be a small town, everybody told me, so no, yeah. I would expect like something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to get a chance to do some holidays around America while you're here, or just stay in the Richland
Center? Yeah, I want it, but I can't, so
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of sure. It's kind of bad.
Why did you first want to get involved in the exchange program and visit America?
Yeah, first of all, because I want to learn more English. I wasn't really good. Now it's a little bit better, but yeah, I need still to learn. And second, because I want to do new experience and go out of my hometown.
What about your family? Were they gung-ho when you said, I want to do this? Were they supportive?
Yeah, they first told me if I want to do these things. And I say, yeah, I want to do that, yeah. But I miss them, so.
Sure. But in this day and age, you got a lot of chances for Zoom, yeah. Zoom calls and things like that,
yeah,
too,
yeah.
Right?
Now it's kind of easy to talk to them.
Yeah. So it's wonderful that you're here and you're looking forward to the rest of the school year. Anything else down the road in the school year that you'd like to be involved in?
I don't know yet. Now it's pretty... I like what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck in basketball, too.
Oh, thank you.
We hope it goes really well. So, all right. Well, we'll move over and we'll talk to... Let's see. We have Paula from Germany. Next, Paula. Yeah, thanks for sliding
Thank you for having us.
Good to have you in the studio
thank
with us.
Thank you.
So why did you want to be involved in the exchange program?
I guess I kind of grew up with it. My mom lived in the U.S., and I was blessed that she taught me English when I was really young. And then we had three exchange students, and I did an internship in Australia, so I kind of got to see it, and I just noticed that's kind of like my passion, and I wanted to get out of my small town and see something else. So, yeah, now I'm here.
Wow, wonderful. How many languages do you speak?
Just English, like fluent, and then a tiny bit of French, but
okay,
wouldn't really count that.
that's impressive. So coming to Richland Center then, small school, is it similar to your area?
Well, the town I live in is 350 citizens, so it's like way smaller. So this is kind of big for me, but I really enjoy it and it's great.
You speak wonderfully then. So your mother must have taught you well.
She did. I'm really glad she did.
And you were involved in some extracurriculars so far at the school?
Yeah, I did. I was a manager for volleyball, and that was a great time. The team is great, so I really enjoyed that. And then I'm probably going to be in winter cheer for basketball. That's the plan so far.
And you do dance in the area? Is that
right? I do dance at Dance Elite. It's great. We have a great group, and the dances are amazing, and I'm super excited for the shows we're going to have.
And the rest of the year, you're going to be here through the holidays and everything else. You're going to see all the traditions that we do here. Mm-hmm. So what typically do you do, do you love about the holidays, like where you come from in Germany?
I guess I like Christmas a lot. I think it's not that big of a difference, but the probably biggest difference is that we celebrate on the 24th and not 25th. So I'm excited how that's going to be here and how the difference is going to be if it's one day later.
What are you going to be fixing up for the international night? Have you got the dish planned?
We're working on it right now. I think we're going to go with like pretzel bites. And then we will see. Yeah.
What's been your favorite American food that you hadn't tried before?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think there's not a food I could think of right now. It was probably like Culver's because that's really typical here. So I was excited. And everybody told me before I went first that I have to try it and it's really good. And it is pretty good.
Awesome. What food do you miss from back home, though?
It's probably like the self-cooked food from my mother. It's not like a typical dish. Well, probably pretzels and the bread. That's a big point. Probably because Americans keep telling me they have bread, but they mean toast. So that has been really fun. So that's probably one of the things I miss, yeah.
Awesome. And your career? What would you like to get into when your schooling days are done?
Probably I want to go into international business. That's like working around the world would be a dream. So, yeah.
Awesome. Good luck with that. I don't think we asked Pietro. Pietro, what about a career? Have you thought about that?
I really don't know yet what I want to do after school. So, yeah. I'm here to knew if something I like, I can do after school, yeah.
Sure, sure. So maybe you'll have a moment, a light bulb moment here this year where, hey, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So work at Culver's or something. Maybe. We'll take a break and come back with more on The Morning Show. We have some exchange students from Richland Center High School here learning about their home country, and we'll have more after these words.
We've made it easy for you. Shop the online store now at allamericandoitcenter.com. All American Do It Center has over 65,000 items available at the Do It Best warehouse. If we don't have it in stock, we can ship to the store for free, as our stores receive deliveries from the warehouse twice weekly. Same day pickup and ship to home options also available for your convenience. Shop online at allamericandoitcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Happy holidays from all of the crafters and consigners at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside and Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Fall is here. Stop in and check out our four different grilled cheese sandwiches along with our fall soups. You will go away feeling like you can take on the world. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Ladies, what are you getting for the men in your life for Christmas? This is Jamie at J.G. Welsh Jewelers in Richland Center. We now have more men's jewelry than ever. My favorite, Glock watches. The name says it all. Quality. Your man will understand when he hears the word Glock. Or maybe your guy wants to wear an American flag dog tag necklace. We have lots of options. We can even personalize it with his nickname or whatever. Maybe your man is a gold stacker and would appreciate one of our estate gold pocket watches. J.G. Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, your new go-to store for guy gifts.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Get ready for the holiday season with some good old country music at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th, starting at 2, doors open at 1, at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Join us for an afternoon of festive fun.
Christmas time's coming.
Get into the holiday spirit with live music, great company, and plenty of cheer. Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or RCPAC.org. Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock in Richland Center.
What makes Dairyland Seed soybeans special? More. The next generation of Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology available, setting a new standard for weed control and yield performance in the upper Midwest. Backed by a network of local dealers and direct access to the industry's leading agronomists, you get more on-farm support to help you get the most out of every seed you plant. More intelligent soybeans with more insights and information. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Hello, Dollar Morning Show today from WRCO. An excellent opportunity talking about the exchange program here, which we've had guests on for a long, long time here on the morning show. Kathy Fry, the coordinator. Kathy, some of the students are here for the whole year. Some are here for a half year, I understand.
That's right. Five of the kids are here for the full year, and Anna from Hungary is just here for one semester. And so that brings up another point. We do have 10 spaces available at Richland Center, and we've only used six of them. So if anyone listening is interested, there are some second semester students who are ready to be temporarily adopted by a host family. We do have four spaces left, so if anybody is interested in hosting for the second semester, those students will probably come second or third week in January and stay until middle of June. We also, just while I'm plugging programs here, we also have our Argentina program, which this will be our sixth year of hosting a group of students that all come from the same school in Argentina. It's kind of similar to what KZ Gang used to do with the German group. We had a sister school in Germany, and she, when she was teaching German at the high school, she would bring German students from for about 3 weeks in the fall during their fall break. And so we've started off with this Argentina program. Richland Center High School was the first public school to host a group from this school, which is a Catholic high school in Argentina. And that was 2019-20. That was the first year. So this will be the sixth year. We were the only school to have a group during COVID. We had six students that year, and they were the only ones that came. Usually the group from that school is between 80 and 100 students. And they come and do some sightseeing on the West Coast, and then they split up into groups of about 10. With one chaperone, and they go to different schools around the country and spend about 5 weeks at a high school in the U.S., and then they get back together and tour the East Coast, end up in Florida before they go back to Argentina in February. So that program is on board for this year. We've already placed four of the students plus the chaperone. We still are looking for host families for six boys. And the group arrives January 5th in Richland Center here, and they leave on February 12th. There is a small stipend for host families for that program, and it's a really great way for someone who maybe has thought about hosting students before but doesn't want to commit to a full semester or full year to kind of get their feet wet in hosting and see what it's like. The kids are great. They get very involved. They go to school every day. The only requirements are that the family would have a separate bed for the student. The student can share with a host sibling of the same sex. Three meals a day, but the lunch is taken care of by the program, so the kids don't have to buy school lunch. That's covered. And transportation, and kids can ride the bus. So, I mean, it's really just opening your home, having a place for them to study and sleep, and welcoming them into your family. And it's a really good program. We really enjoy it.
I think Richland Center's been lucky over the years. You've had lots of people step forward and take a part of hosting, right?
Yes, we have. And since the campus program is gone now, this is really one of the only opportunities. I know Eagle School has exchange students as well. But We really appreciate host families. Without host families, we wouldn't be able to have the kids here. I think they are a very good advantage to our kids at the high school, being able to learn about other countries and cultures, and they are an asset to the community. They get involved in lots of different things. A couple of the kids here are on scholarships this year, and they are required to do some community service work. They get involved with the 80 German warehouse, haunted warehouse. They did some filling of backpacks with Kiwanis at the very beginning of the year. They get involved with, you know, some community groups as well. So they're a big asset to the community as well as the school.
I can speak personally as a host family. Sometimes we get more from them than they get from us, I think, don't we?
I really think that's true. You know, we've been hosting for a long time, and we really still continue to host because we really enjoy being able to be in touch with what younger people are thinking, since we're now getting older. and it really, sometimes these kids surprise you in a very good way. They are very in tune with what's going on in the world, and some of the thought and the depth of their thoughts and their connection to what's happening in the world is great and sometimes surprising in a good way.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very astute. Well, let's meet a few more of them here. We have three more that have slid to the microphones. We have Anna from Hungary, and good morning. Welcome to our show.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the program here. Tell us about your home area.
Well, my home area is very similar to Richland Center. I would say it's bigger. It has 15,000 residents. But it's like, it's really next to a forest. So whenever I wake up and I see the forest here or where the other exchange students live, I kind of get the same vibes from it than as my hometown.
What were your expectations when you came to? Were you expecting a big town, or did you know the size of Richland Center?
Honestly, at first I expected a big town. Then everyone from YFU told us that we were most likely to go to a smaller town. So then I accepted this, and now I'm really glad that I got here.
Have you known other students that have come through the YF program before?
There is a guy. He goes to the same school as me. And at first I heard him, he talked about YFU, and kind of that's how I got involved with this.
What grade are you, or what age are you in school? Like when you go back from Richland Center, do you have more high school yet then?
Yeah, I'm a junior back in my school.
Okay. And what have you been involved with here at Richland Center High School?
Well, I was the volleyball team's manager with Paula for a while. But one thing I get really involved is pottery. I had a handwheel class during first quarter with Mr. Rogers, shout out to him. Mm-hmm. I honestly loved his classes, and I have to say I got addicted to pottery.
Ah, awesome. Are we going to be able to see some of your work then, somewhere along the line?
Yeah, sure. You could see a few of the students' works in school for a few weeks.
Like an art show or something.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What about food? What's the big difference, or what have you eaten something here that you really like?
I think food in my country is much more fresh, I would say, but yep. The food here still tastes very good, mm-hmm. and I like it. But I really miss my the food I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite food back home?
I have to say it's goulash soup. And I think it's really famous.
Yes, very much so. Have we had a lot of students from Hungary over the years, Kathy?
No, I'm not sure if we've ever had another student, maybe once in the past, probably before my time, because I don't think since I've started being the coordinator at the high school, I don't think we've had Hungarians. We had a couple of Czech guys a couple of years ago, but that's probably about the closest. And we had a girl from Poland a couple of years ago as well. But you're the first Hungarian that I remember.
Yeah, that's awesome. Was your family all in favor of you doing this program?
I think my mom kind of expected me to get into this because we've traveled a lot since I was very young. So, I would say I like to meet different cultures and how people think there. And I think she really expected me to do this.
What would you like to do for a career?
I would like to be a doctor or in the medical field.
Do you have a chance while you're over here to maybe tour hospitals and do some job shadowing and things like that?
Honestly, I hope so.
It'd be a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe do schooling, come back to school someday, maybe college here in America?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know yet where I'm going to go. So, that's a big decision I have to make in the future.
Are you on scholarship?
No, I'm not.
By the way? Okay. We'll move over to the other side of the table here, and we'll talk to Paulina from Germany.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. So tell us about your home area.
So I'm from Bavaria, a southern part of Germany, and I live in a smaller town. In my perspective, it's like 50,000 citizens, and it's near a bigger town called Munich.
Sure.
And it's really nice. I love it there. And I'm in the bigger town which has like 1.5 million inhabitants within 20 minutes by train. So I'm kind of used to something different than here. But I like it. And I live there with my brother and my mother. So, yeah.
In your area, there's something going on every night. You know, there's nightlife. And it's a little bit different than here in Richland Center, I'm sure, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So I could go every day to the big town next to me, to Munich, and go to museums or different exhibitions or activities that take place there. So it was kind of different at first when I came here. I had to get used to it first. But now I really like it and the rural and countryside life here. Yeah.
At Richland Center, there are opportunities, you know, extracurriculars. We talked to the others about sports and different things that are involved in. Do you have similar experiences at your school where you come from or not?
Yes, definitely. But I feel like a school has a bigger part in the lives of students here than in Germany or in my part of Germany, because I'm in school until 1 p.m. normally, and then all my extracurriculars are outside of school. So I go to band and I do my sports in the afternoon by myself. And here the students are in school a lot longer, and then they do sports in school because it's sometimes even the only opportunity to take part or participate in such activities. So that's a big difference.
You're in band here at Richland Center High School?
Yes, I am.
What instrument do you play?
I've been playing saxophone.
All right.
Yeah. I've been playing it for 8 years now, so I love it.
Wonderful. And what are some other things you're involved at Richland Center then?
I started with managing volleyball, but then I switched to cross country, even though I was always a person who would say, I hate running, I could never be a runner, I hated it. But then I started practicing, and the coaches and the team were so nice. And with the regular practice that we had, I saw such an improvement in my abilities, and it was so motivating, and I loved the meets, and I loved the team, and I'm really sad that it's over now, so I found a new passion.
I was going to say, now running might be a part of your future then a little bit, right?
Hopefully, yes. I'm trying to find a way to keep running during the winter.
Uh-huh. Sure. And are you involved in a winter sport activity then or not?
Not yet. I'm still thinking about it, but maybe I would just go to the gym and continue running.
Did you know about volleyball much before you became a manager?
And not that much. As Paula said, I think it was Pietro, sometimes in school, in PE, I played it, but we have like all different activities in school in Germany and the PE class, so I had a little bit of knowledge, but not that much. So it was really interesting to see how involved and how good the students here are in volleyball. The varsity team is impressive.
Yeah, very much so. What would you like to do for a career someday?
I have no idea, but I love languages, and I'm trying to learn a lot of them, so I hope I get involved in a job in that field.
Are you on scholarship
then? Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. What do you have to do as far as community service is concerned?
So Paul and I are both, we both have the same scholarship. It's called CBYX. It's from the German and US Parliament. And we had to fill out an application, of course, and go through several steps to get here. And we don't pay anything for our exchange. So we are really privileged, and I'm really thankful for that. And our requirement is 30 service hours. But I think both of our goals are higher than that. We try to give more back to the community.
That's awesome. So you've already done a few things like the backpacks, I understand.
Exactly, yes. And then I went to the Haunted Warehouse with Anna, which was really fun. We just screamed at people for 5 hours straight.
Oh, you were some of the actors then.
Yes, we were. Okay. And Anna even lost her voice. She couldn't speak for 2 days. And then I was involved in... I think, what else did I do? I know that Paula went to the library and helped out there. And then I went to Calvers one night, to the Calvers Share Night, which was really fun. So I hope I will find some more activities to do. Yeah.
That's awesome. Learn about volunteering.
Exactly.
For your future.
It's definitely a big part of the community here. I feel like it's a lot bigger than in Germany. I've never met someone in Germany who said, I volunteer. That's not a thing.
A lot of times here for scholarships, students have to do that, have, you know, so many hours and things like that.
Exactly. So. I think that's a great part of the community and the U.S. Life, that volunteering is such a big and important part.
Yeah. Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you.
And Mel is here as well. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you?
Good to have you here. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
we're doing
you.
Well. So did any of the German students, did you know any of the other students before you came?
No, before I came here, not really. But we got some emails from each other. So we fly together to come here. So I meet them at the airport.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There are rules where you can't live together here, right? Because of your, you know, two German-speaking students can't stay in the same spot, so you have to be separated at night, but you can see each other during the day then.
Yeah, but we are mostly talking English together, so.
Ah, that's good. Wonderful. Well, tell us about your home area. Where are you from in Germany?
Oh, I'm more from the north side of Germany. I live in a smaller, not really a smaller town. It's a little bit bigger than here. We have 20,000 inhabitants, I think, but I'm not sure about it. It's something like that. I live there in a little community, so everybody knows everyone. It's pretty funny sometimes, but not really much happened there, so it's a little bit bored, but it's fine.
What's your favorite part of Richland Center, like living here? What is your favorite part?
My favorite part is really the horseback riding in the Western style. I love it so much. My first day I was here, we went to a horseback riding. So it was so much fun. I love it so much.
So you're involved with horsemanship back home then in Germany?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So do you have a club that you're involved in?
Yeah, I started horseback riding 9 years ago, I think. So it's a long time. And I love it.
And what have you been involved in here in Richland Center at the high school?
I was the last season a manager in a soccer team. It was a good season and it was much fun. And I loved the team because we loved so much. Yeah. And the trips to the other schools was really funny.
What food do you miss from back home the most?
Oh, it's typically the bread.
Uh-huh.
Not the toast. It's bread. And mostly the homemade stuff from my grandma and my mom, because their food are so good and I love it so much.
Are they shipping your care packages while you're here?
No.
No? No?
But I wish they could.
Sure. What would you like to get into as far as a career is concerned?
Oh, I really like to study the veterinarians. So I did some work at home with them. And my neighbor is a veterinarian, so sometimes I'm with her in the practice, so it's fun.
That would require a lot more schooling for you, wouldn't
it? Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. I know. So there will be 9 years more school.
Okay. So it's pretty much the same in Germany as it is here then.
Yeah.
So a long time. So you've been here a little while. I've asked this to other groups before, but have you started dreaming in English? Like, somebody's talking to you.
Yeah. Maybe I start thinking in English, remaining English, and but I think it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Great. And that was probably one of the main goals when you came here, is to learn English a little bit better.
Though. Yeah.
Good. Well, it sounds like you're doing well.
Yeah, sure.
Great group here this year, Kathy.
Yes, they are. They are. Great group. I just want to, again, plug for host families, because I think even whether you have little kids at home or you have teenagers or you're like me, we're empty nesters or, you know, whatever, there's a student out there for you and they will be very excited to know that someone has chosen them. I was thinking about this as Marla was talking. When her coordinator, so we have two different exchange groups represented here, Youth for Understanding, YFU, and NACEL Open Door. So Merla and Hugo are with NACEL, and the other four are YFU. And when Merla's coordinator put her profile on Facebook one day, her host sister saw the profile and saw that she was interested in horses, and by 5 hours later, she was going to be placed with this family. So what I wanted to say about that is that if you have a student, or if you have an interest in hosting and you want a specific type of student, whether you want to host someone from a particular country or with specific interests or want to learn a particular language, I can help you find a student that will fit well with your family. And I really enjoy doing that. It's kind of like matchmaking a little bit. And it's just really fun to see how those relationships grow over the year. And I think, you know, as far as Mirla goes, the horseback riding has been a big thing. It's been a very, very bonding experience for their family. The only other one I'm super, super knowledgeable about is Paulina, because she drew the short straw and she's living with me this year. One interesting thing about that, though, was that we did get to meet her before she came, which is unusual. Because we were in Europe in July, we were able to meet her before she arrived here. And I know she had some concerns about coming to a small town at first, but I think she's finding that she's busier than maybe she wants to be sometimes. It's different, but different doesn't mean bad or good. It's just different. So, you know, we have some great host families hosting this year, a variety. Paula's family has a number of children. Hugo's family, I think there's three or four kids in the family. We've got Anna and Paulina and Pietro live with families that don't have children. So there's a kid out there for everybody if you're interested in hosting, and I would be very, very happy to help you find a good match for your family if you are interested in it.
You can find a lifelong friend, can't you?
A lifelong member of your family, really.
Right.
We've been to now two different weddings, one in Germany and one in Switzerland, and a lot of the kids that we've hosted in the past are between 25 and 35, and, you know, we kind of expect that there will be some more upcoming weddings to go to. And, you know, it's just, it's your family becomes an extended family of them. We receive things at Christmas time from some of our former host students and families, and we try to send things to them too. It's just an experience that will last a lifetime.
Definitely will. Thanks a lot to our guests today, Hugo, Pietro, Paula, Mel, Anna, Paulina, and Kathy Fry. Thanks for bringing them along here and sharing and look for these students at Richland Center High School, because they're all involved in something. You'll probably see them.
Yes, you will. You will. They're an involved group, so it's great.
Yeah. All right. We'll have more on The Morning Show coming up tomorrow.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Okooch Books and Libations. Since 2003, 22 years, Okooch Books and Libations. We wrap everything, even you, but come by anyway, even if you don't want something wrapped, and Okooch Books will be here for you through Christmas. Okooch Books and Libations, 130 South Main.
On behalf of all of Rockwell Automation, Rockwell would like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels during this holiday season. They would also like to extend an invitation to the current and retired employees to this year's holiday party sponsored by Rock Committee on December 7th. The party starts at 5, and Rockwell looks forward to seeing you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
This is Jamie at J.G. Wall Jewelers, and this is your friendly Christmas reminder that we are here for you. We currently have the largest Christmas selection we've ever had. Don't let Amanda's fancy-dancy window display fool you. We have price points for every shopper. Does she like big bling, but you already spent your budget? Maybe lab diamonds are for you. thinking about asking her the big question. Maybe she would like a rose gold engagement ring. Are her ears a little less sparklier than her personality? Some diamond studs will make her smile. J.G. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, the finest jeweler with even finer smiles.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Beef calves were stronger. Slaughter cows trended lower at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $615, with beef calves up to $900. The better slaughter cows sold 93 to 120. Thinner, poor yielding cows 72 to 90, with bulls up to 133. We had a few Holstein feeder heifers at 143 to 146. Feeder sale on December 6th included 28 550-pound Holstein steers, 3,325 to 525-pound Holsteins, 15 850-pound Holsteins, 8 black crossbred steers, 500 pounds, 10 white-faced calves, 300 pounds, and 10 white-faced calves, 550. There were several other sets of smaller sets of beef calves, too. Most of the cattle were pre-vaccinated. Our next feeder sale after this will be on Friday, December 20th, hay sale on Wednesday, December 11th. M&M Christmas trees at 11675 County High, Biola, still has a good selection of 6 to 8.5 foot balsam and cane and fir. These are real Christmas trees, and they're priced from $40 to $60 for you to choose from. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market serving the farmers of a 50-mile radius of Biola.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark Jelenic, we want to talk about a special service. How did the service of remembrance go recently?
Oh, it was a really good service that we had on December 1st at the funeral home in Richland Center. Had really good attendance. We had the guest speakers of Tim Ward from the Free Methodist Church, Rachel Olson from the United Methodist Church, and then Ron Fruit from the First Baptist Church came and spoke to those in attendance and those on the live stream about how they might be able to get through their first holiday without their loved one. Because as we're moving into Thanksgiving and into Christmas, if you've lost someone in the last year, you've really noticed a change, especially around the holiday season when families traditionally get together to share time with each other. So the service remembrance was a really good time to have people come in and hear about ways that they may be able to cope through either their first holiday, or for other people, it's been several holidays ago, but this is just the first year that they're kind of looking to take the holiday head on, and just some tips that will allow them to still enjoy the holidays. And even if people did miss the service of remembrance, We did post it on our website. If you go to our obituary page and just type in Service of Remembrance, it'll show up. There's actually four different years of the Service of Remembrance on there. So you can watch that one, and then Service of Remembrance is in the past. And the reason that we like to go with the three ministers like we had this year with Tim, Rachel, and Ron is they all speak to different people on different levels of, you know, if the loss was something sudden or very expected or someone that was very young or old. So they all talked about different aspects of death and grieving and personal experiences that they've had and ways that they have tried to cope with their own losses, either very close losses or maybe people in their church or community losses. So it was a really good event, and people came, and we got a really nice response out of it. So it's a service that we're very happy to offer to our community, and we've been doing it for over 30 years now, and it's really had a great response, and it's something that we want to continue in the future.
That sounds good, and I think that having those archived, because somebody might be emotional at the time, it's kind of important to go back and maybe watch them and see it at a different time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and that's when we started live streaming. It was about the time of COVID, and we still felt it was really important, even if people couldn't get out and be with each other during that time. And even though we did our first live stream on our website during COVID, we then noticed that a lot of people do watch it live. And they do go back because maybe they couldn't attend that day. They had something else going on, or just emotionally, they could not handle it, you know, to be in a group of people and to